welcome to the Trill NBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose Anuha, aka the Trillest NBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody! Happy Black History Month! So, I was watching the Oscars and tweeting and just full of shenanigans. And I have to tell you guys, like, listen, you cannot get really upset about the shit that happens on Twitter. Like, please don't. Like, I literally posted my "Are you okay?" Bitmoji, because it's really not that serious, guys. There's like really real things happening in real life that's like super important. So please, 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 let's just have fun. Shenanigans. No hurt feelings over Twitter. It's Twitter, guys. So listen, a week before last, I promised that I was going to break down the things that you must do in order to get a sponsor. So before, we had talked about what is a sponsor and what you should do to prepare. So you should have done your homework. And now we will talk about how you attract sponsors. That's what we're going to talk about today. But first, our Corporate Warrior Spotlight.
Corporate Warrior Spotlight.
I love doing Corporate Warrior Spotlight because I get to call out all you badass corporate warriors out there getting promoted. And so this month, Walmart named Latrice Watkins as Executive Vice President of the Walmart U.S. Consumables Division. She leads all merchandising strategies for the company's baby, beauty, household chemicals, household paper, over-the-counter pharmacy, personal care, and pet businesses. Well, dang, ain't that the whole store? Latrice and her team are passionate about finding new ways to save consumers money on items they use every day. First, joining the company as an intern in real estate, Latrice has served in a variety of key leadership roles within Sam's Club, Walmart U.S. Merchandising, Human Resources, and U.S. Store Operations. In her two decades with the retailer, she has led several important portfolio and strategic initiatives across the company. Because she has worked in so many different areas of the business, Latrice brings a 360-degree approach to her leadership, all while keeping customers at the center of Walmart's consumable business. Latrice earned a bachelor's degree in political science from Spelman College and a Juris Doctorate from the University of Arkansas School of Law. I'm so excited for you, Latrice. Congratulations on the new role and promotion. And we are so excited to continue a rise to the top of this corporate ladder. Bring us with you, as I know you are doing. All right. Now that you've done your homework, and if you haven't done your homework, go back to episode 5 of this season to go find out what your homework is and then take some time and do that homework. So I gave y'all 2 weeks. Y'all had 2 whole weeks. So I don't want to hear no excuses. Now, what you should have done is you should have created your narrative, meaning you know your talking points about your career goals. That's long-term and short-term. You have an org chart. You've been studying that org chart for 2 weeks and trying to understand how the pieces fit together in your organization. that was basically your homework in a nutshell. Now, let the fun and games begin. Okay, so let's talk about the first step. Now, over the next 2 months, I want you to pay attention to the people who are two or three levels above your manager or even your manager's manager, right? So these are your high up muckety mucks, as you might feel like they are, right? These are people you don't see very often, or sometimes you happen to be in a meeting and they're in the meeting and you're like, woo. But you just sitting in that meeting like your boss or your boss's boss is doing the talking. Yeah, them people, that's who we're talking about today. And you want to understand from an org chart perspective how these people relate to you and the work that your team does, right? And what their business agenda may be, right? You want to use your gift of discernment. Every woman has the gift of intuition and discernment, even if we don't use it. And that's evidenced by some of the relationship choices we make. But that's another episode. Now, if you're still confused about who these people should be, they should be people who have titles such as senior director, VP, senior vice president. Assuming you have an assistant manager or manager title, that's where these people are going to be. Now, let's say you're a director. So if you're a director, you're looking at vice president, senior vice president. And this is if you don't report to a vice president. So if you're reporting to a vice president right now, you're looking at your boss's peers and then the next level and the next level, right? But let's say you're super junior. Let's say you're just out of college and you're like an associate or an analyst or what have you. No fret, my pet. You take your director, whoever your director is, and you look at their peers and you look at the senior directors and the VPs, right? These are the people who are going to be in your sponsorship purview if you're more junior in your career, right? These are the people who can get you promoted to senior analyst and then assistant manager and then manager, right? Courting on how titles work at your organization. Now, here's what I want you to understand. You're going to spend the time over the next 2 months. And I'm giving you 2 months because this isn't something that you're going to work on every single day, right? Like, real talk, first things first, make sure you're getting your work done. Make sure your boss is happy with your work product. Make sure you're learning and growing in your role, like brass tack stuff, right? Like what I'm talking about now is when you're like, okay, I know I can do this job. I'm kicking ass, taking names. I'm getting wins, right? So that has to be before you can even do any of this stuff. You gotta be kicking ass and taking names, okay? But now, here, after you've gotten some wins, your boss is like, okay, this is good. We're good. I like what you're doing here. You're getting some positive reinforcement from the organization. Maybe not necessarily your boss. There are some managers that believe that they don't need to give you any positive feedback because it's like, you're doing what you're supposed to do. There are some people that believe that. And you need to understand, is your boss one of those people? And if you have any questions in your mind around your performance, ask. Do not sit there wondering, making up stories in your head.
Oh, shit.
Is my work any good?
What do you want from me?
I probably fucked it up.
Please, 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 please ask the question, okay? Now, over these next couple of months, I want you to really do the work to understand the humans that are in these roles. Felicia, why'd you call them humans or phrase it like that? Because we oftentimes look at these people as if they're up on high, as if somehow their pants magically slide onto their bodies every morning, unlike us schmuckety schmucks who have to get up and like lift our legs and place them into the pants leg. No, it's not how this works. They are just as human as you. The only difference between them and you is time and experience. That's it. Okay? Other than that, you all gotta eat, you gotta sleep, you gotta poop. You got people you love, people you gotta deal with. Human beings. So don't ever feel intimidated to interact or talk to these people. And I know there's some organizations that will, you know, make it seem like, oh, that could be a career-limiting move. Man, fuck a career-limiting move. Let me tell you something. People will have you living in fear and all this other shit. Fuck that. Listen, do your best to understand the organization's culture and then do your best to operate so that you can get your best possible outcome. Don't be concerned about, I can't say this and I can't talk to that person. Like, that's not what real leaders do. Real leaders talk to people. Real leaders solve problems. Real leaders do not waste time or mental energy trying to figure out who they can and cannot talk to. And what's a career-limiting move? They don't spend time with that. If you focus on the things you need to focus on, you'll get so much further than trying to figure out what the game is. Because guess what? The game is always changing. They always moving the needle, changing the rules. New leaders come in. They have their different personality quirks. You can't control for every single thing. So stop trying. All you can do is do your best, work hard, meet as many people as you can, treat everybody the same with a positive attitude, and that's all you can do, okay? The CEO walks around our building. I can't wait to run into his ass because he's going to get a good hearty heart, heart, how are you? It's so good to see you in person instead of that big jumbotron over there in the lobby. My name is Felicia Ann Rose Nuha, and I work at this company. You're going to know who I am. Why? Because everybody else afraid to talk to you and I'm not. Because the leaders aren't afraid. And let that sink in. Leaders are not afraid. You ain't got time to be. You too busy running things and solving problems. So now, I want you to do your due diligence and learn as much as you can about the leaders from the org chart that you've been watching, that are close to you, that could possibly serve as a sponsor to you. And some things you want to think about: do they chair or sponsor an ERG or business resource group? What schools did they go to? Are they an active alum? Is this something they care about? What global strategic initiatives are they working on? If they're really super senior in the organization, you know, what is their business agenda? What projects are trickling down? What special side projects are they working on, right? You need to understand how everything is ticking and tying and what's moving the needle and what's not. What the business priorities are that these people are setting and why. This is the information you need to be working to understand. And the way you do that is start with your own project load and ask questions. How does my project ladder up to what such and such is working on or what your boss's boss has been told is a business imperative for this quarter, this year? these are the questions. This is how you get at, where does my project fit into these larger goals? Oh, and by the way, what are those damn larger goals? Thanks. And whose priority is this? Like, is this your boss, your boss's boss? Is it higher up? Like, who is this coming from? And you start to piece it together. And then ask your peers, your cross-functionals, what they're working on. You know, how does that fit into the bigger picture? Understand the bigger picture and all the players in the picture. That's what you want to do over the next 2 months. And then based on your projects, you want to connect the dots to understand the leaders that are closest to what you're working on. Because with that, you can work to get visibility with them just by giving them a simple project update, scheduling a skip level meeting and say, hey, I know this is something you're interested in. I want to share with you the good work, any wins we have, and also want to, from your perspective at your level, what are some things we should be thinking about? Because as we solve this problem, we're going in this direction. Everybody's aligned. We believe you're aligned. But do you have any additional thoughts, additional pushback, any new information that may have come about that may not have gotten down to us? That's a great reason to set up 15, 30 minutes with a senior leader or a coffee chat or what have you. And remember, I've been telling y'all to make friends with the admins. This is why you need to make friends with the admins. Because guess who's going to make sure you stay on that calendar or even get on that calendar? Your friend, the admin.
Blood out.
Don't sleep. All right, when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about step 2, which is positioning yourself to help when we come back. Hey, you guys, I'm trying to see something. So last night I was on Twitter and I follow a couple of CEOs who are on Twitter, which is always weird because, you know, that's probably not them doing anything with their social media. It's probably a whole team of PR people. But the CEO of T-Mobile, his name is John Legere. I think that's how you say his name. I don't know exactly quite how to say it. But he seems real personable and like you can reach out and touch him. And so I was like, well, I got questions for CEOs. So why don't I just start asking them on Twitter? So I started asking him a question with the hashtag CEO questions. So follow CEO questions, and I'm going to be trying to see if these CEOs will talk to a sister and answer our questions about the job that we eventually want. So follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, all the internet at Trill MBA Show. It's that simple. At Trill MBA Show. All the places. All right, let's get back to the show. All right, and we are back. So step 1 was to pay attention to the organization and figure out first how your projects ladder up to which senior leaders would be most interested in your projects. And then 2, which senior leaders after that would you possibly want to connect with and network with to possibly be a sponsor? And so now 2 is mostly to help you get to that next level of people. Because your first level, you know, that's your inline reporting, right? So your boss, your boss's boss, your boss's boss's boss, your boss's boss, boss's boss. You know, you can draw a direct line from you to all those people up, right? But you need to be working up and across the org chart. So this week, I don't have a listener letter because I would want a listener letter about sponsorship and I haven't gotten one for this episode. But I want to remind you guys, if you have a question or work situation and you would like for us to weigh in on it, send me an email at ask@trillmba.com and put listener letter in the subject line. Somewhere in the subject line. You can add whatever else you want. Just put listener letter in the subject line. And if I read your letter on the show, you will receive a free coaching call from me. Now, because you did your homework, right? You have now your primary list of people, and these are people where your projects make sense to talk to them and set up time with them quickly. And then you have a secondary list of people who are more broad, and so it might take a little more time to connect the dots. Now, this is where your homework was important. So you're supposed to really understand your strengths, right? That was part of your homework. So now you want to connect the dots and figure out how you can add value. Now, the low-hanging fruit is, okay, these are the projects I'm working on. You're in my direct line of reporting relationship. So you care about my project to some degree. So I can talk to you about that. But let's say it's a leader that's not in your direct line that you don't necessarily work with, but you know they're highly influential. Maybe there's been an opportunity in a social setting, like a happy hour. Maybe you've gotten a chance to talk to them, or you've gotten a chance to listen to them speak, learn more about them. So now you find out if there's anything you're passionate about or anything you can lend to what they're passionate about, what they care about outside of your project list, right? So for example, if you didn't already know, I am very passionate about diversity and inclusion in the workplace. Duh. And every job I've had, I have somehow found myself at the very least in diversity recruiting, right? Like I'm trying to get more Black people, more brown people in the organization. I don't want to be by myself, okay? And a lot of times I've executed research and programming at my other jobs. It has nothing to do with the actual job that I do. So at this current gig that I can't disclose because I want to keep my check, I did meet a senior leader who is also very passionate about diversity and inclusion work. And I met her at a work social. And we just got to talking. Oh, hey, I'm new, blah, blah, blah. And I'm all extra bubbly and friendly. And that attracts people to you, right? They want to know, why are you so happy? That's really what that is. They want to know why you're so happy. Happiness, even if it's fake, it works. Use it. So now we had a great conversation. The next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with other senior leaders. I mean, like, you know, like VPs and shit from other functions because they're also passionate about diversity and inclusion. And they wanted to learn more about what I've done at my previous jobs to, you know, drive diversity and inclusion and mostly retain diverse candidates, right? Like a lot of these companies don't have a problem recruiting us. I mean, just by the name alone, they'll be like, oh yeah, come work here. We're a big, big company and we look shiny on your resume. I mean, that's a no-brainer. But then once they get up in there, then it's a whole nother ball game. Especially like once you get out of school and the first year, if you're lucky, the first year is like, oh, everybody's, you know, feeling you out and everybody's really nice because they don't want you to leave because they paid a whole lot of money to get you there in the recruiting process. Then they paid you a whole lot of money in signing bonus and relocation and blah, blah, blah. So they're like, okay, we got to at least keep this person for a year. Can't run them off. So it's good for about a year. And it's good till it ain't, right? And then that's about the only time that you like get that kind of experience. The rest of the time, listen, you just have to keep your game face on and be positive and just be grateful, right? Be grateful that you have this opportunity for this paycheck with these people. And just ask God, what is it that you would want me to say and do? What is the real assignment? Because it can't just be I'm here for a paycheck. Because if that's the case, why put up with all these shenanigans? But seriously, you guys, you got to come in and be positive, okay? Now, the cool thing about this example with this senior leader, and I'm in this room with all these other leaders, well, now I'm gaining visibility and I'm building relationships across the company. So now I definitely got to put more wins on the board in my role so that now when I meet with these people one-on-one, because I only met with them in a meeting, right? But they've seen my face, they've heard me talk, they've seen me present ideas and blah, 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 and work to solve problems. Now they're interested. Great. Let's start building a relationship. How can I help you? Here's what I want you to know about me. Here's what I'm contributing to the organization and my role. Here are the things I'm interested in. What are you interested in? This is going to be a two-way street. And you just never know which leader is going to be the one. So you got to just keep working at it, right? But the goal here is to be prepared for the opportunity to interact with any would-be sponsors, right? There's no magic bullet. But if you do the work, you will find yourself given opportunities and pushed upward by the leaders in the organization. These people will ask you what your goals are. And after you've positioned yourself to help them and you've shown that you can help push their passion projects or business agendas forward, you're in the sweet spot now. Because even if they can't sponsor you, they're going to introduce and open up their network to you at the very least. And that's just as valuable as having a sponsor. Because from their network will come the sponsors over time. So it's a win-win. Now, when we get back from the break, the most important thing that you need to take away from this episode, we'll be back. Hey, it's Felicia with the Trill MBA Show. And if you are out there and you have a business that would cater to African-American women between the ages of 27 and 45, high income earners, medium income is $75,000 a year. If that is the type of audience that you want to talk to, hit me up at ask@trillmba.com. I am advertising this spot right now. I could be talking about you and your product and all the great things that it could do, like right now. If only you would hit me up and ask me to talk about you. Advertising is open. The show is for sale. So come on. Support the Trill MBA Show. Advertise your product to some phenomenal women who are out here in corporate America doing great things. And support us. #WeAllWeGot. All right, before we get out of here, guys, the most important thing from this episode. The most important thing. If you take nothing away from this episode, you should understand that sponsors select you. Say it again louder for the people in the back, Felicia. Sponsors select you. You do not get to pick your sponsors. In fact, sometimes you might not even know who they are. You might have people sponsoring you that you don't even realize, right? Hopefully you work to find out, though. If you do find out, hey, somebody's pulling for me. Wait, hold on. Who is this person? Let me send them their favorite baked good. Hold on. Who's their admin? Let me make sure I'm a friend. But listen, There are three things that you must do, though, right? To be in position and be ready for said sponsors to come and sponsor you. Number one, you have to craft and own your narrative. You want to create the talk track the organization uses to describe you. Basically, this is your reputation and you have to create it. Don't wait and let people create your reputation, right? So, Felicia, how do I create my reputation? Number one, come in the door skinning and grinning. It's very hard to say something negative about somebody who's always happy to be here. Because most motherfuckers running around complaining and frustrated and tired and blah, blah, blah. Never say you tired. Never say I'm having a bad day. Never say blah, blah, blah. Like, tell your friends that shit. Like, text them. That's what all these good bitmojis and emojis are for. You know, if you have an anonymous social media, use that as an outlet to bitch and complain about your job. But when you at work, oh, this is great. Oh, I'm having so much. This is a great project. You could be the shittiest motherfucking project in the world. You better tell them you are happy to be here. Like Akeem was happy to mop that floor with a mop in the bucket. Okay? That happy. And why is this? Because sponsors want to give sponsorship to people that have gained the respect of the organization. And having a good reputation means that you've gained the respect of the organization. Okay? And for Black women, that means that we are well-liked, well-respected. That's the actual talk track. Like, people will sit there and say, oh, yeah, everybody likes her. Yeah, I haven't worked with her, but I've only heard good things. So people should be saying about you. People want to work for you, and people know that you lead and execute flawlessly, right? Like, there's no question about the work you do. I mean, you literally want people to be like, oh, she's beastly. Oh, she's good, right? And basically, this should be the talk track. She's good. She's well-liked. She's well-respected. She really gets it. She's a good leader. She's a good people manager. Those are the words. It's never anything. You'll never hear anything like, oh, you know, she did really good on this one project, blah, 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 and like details. That's not how talk tracks work. So literally, all you have to do is feed these sound bites to people. I love it here. It's great. Oh, I'm getting some great wins in my role. Hey, and then you give them like one nugget of a good thing you did. And that one nugget of I did great when I did XYZ turns into, oh yeah, she's doing great in her role. Like, literally, you can take the one good thing you've done and turn that into you're amazing. But you have to be conscious and intentional about it, right? And so you got to tell people what to say about you. Almost like, hey, if somebody asks you about me, say this. Don't do that. It'll feel like that, though, because in your conversations with people, you'll be like, yeah, I love it here. I'm having a great experience. This is the response to,
hey, Felicia, how's it going?
I love it here. I'm having a great experience. I've already gotten a quick win when I did blah, blah, blah. Now I'm working on blah, blah, blah. Like, do the work to know your narrative. And I guarantee you, you just keep saying those four or five bullet points over and over again. You will hear that shit echo back to you.
Echo back to you. Echo back to you.
And you'll be tripped out. You'll be like, wow, these motherfuckers don't think. They just take whatever is said and they run with it. So you be the one to say it, because people will repeat it and take it as truth. How you think this fool got elected in office? That's a whole nother conversation. Let's get back to us and our sponsorship. So number one, craft your own narrative. Number two, maximize your visibility. You guys, every opportunity you get to get up and present, meet, showcase, talk about what you're doing, what your projects, what's going on, progress, wins, keep it positive. Do it. Even when you don't want to, do it. And you use your projects to drive those opportunities. And you talk to your boss and say, hey, I'm noticing that every meeting, other people are presenting. I would like the opportunity to present. I would like the opportunity to meet with our boss's boss or your boss's boss and present, you know, the status update so they understand what I'm working on, right? Because for some weird reason, the higher-ups like actually forget that you are down there actually doing the work. I don't know how that happens. It's so weird to me. And they only see their directs, and their directs like, you know, have you scrambling. I need a business update. I need a tracker. I need data. I got this meeting with the boss's boss. And then they all run in a room and huddle together. And after you done gave them all the information they need. Yeah. Yeah, no. Tell your boss, like, hey, I pulled this together. I have a POV. Are you aligned? I'd like to present this. Thanks. It's your career. And if your boss says no, email me. Email me the circumstance. Let's work through that, right? Your boss does not have to be a barrier. There are tips and tricks and ways around your boss, but it's just about what that situation is, your boss's personality, your boss's boss's personality, the culture of the company. Like, there's a lot of various factors that I need to understand before I give you how you get around that, right? Because you're going to move different in different situations. So email me about that if you're having that issue that your boss is hindering you from gaining visibility. So first, craft your own narrative. Two, maximize your visibility. And three, network, 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 network. I know it sounds like an evil, dirty word, but it's not. It's not. Networking, you have to plan for it. So put it on your project tracker. Sit down and meet with at least 5 new people every month. Use your boss as a resource here. Ask them who their sponsors are. If they are politically savvy and they want you to succeed, they will introduce you to people in the organization. If they're not, fuck them. Don't need them. You don't need your boss to introduce you to people. You can introduce yourself to people. You in the goddamn building. Bottom line, if sponsors cannot see you and they don't know you, they can't use their political capital to pull you up in the organization. So, ladies, let's get to work. Let's get these sponsors. Let's get these relationships going. And listen, I know this isn't easy. Guys, I'm doing it myself now. And it's hard. Because I just want to do my work and come home and work on the podcast. Like, that's all I want to do. I want to do my work and get paid. But that's not how this shit works. So I want you to take the time, be intentional, craft your strategy, and just have some patience. Have patience with yourself. Have patience with the organization. And as long as you feel like you're moving the needle, then you're doing it. You got this. When you start seeing like, oh, okay, I've been asked to present here, or, oh, I'm having coffee with XYZ person. Okay. And, oh, my boss said, you know, something good about me, or somebody asked about me. You know, all those little things add up to one big positive thing and hopefully at least one sponsor in the organization. So keep pushing, keep trying, okay? And in the meantime, if you need some help or advice, I am always here to work on your specific situation. Go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a 30-minute consultation with me to strategize and walk through your specific work situation. I do these calls two reasons. One, to help you with the bullshit you're going through, right? But two, I charge for these calls because that money is then put back into the podcast because I have yet to set up a Patreon account or do all these other things that these other people are doing because I don't have time. I'm one person. So I'm happy to help. And in return, I need you to help. Okay? Now, in addition to that, you can always email me listener letters. Tell me about a corporate warrior you want to hear in the corporate warrior spotlight. Or email me a quick question. Quick questions, I'll answer. That's not a problem. Okay? But if it gets real long and complicated, I'm going to shoot you back this trillmba.com/coaching link. And you're going to have to schedule some time, God dog it. I want to take a second to tell you guys, I really appreciate your support for this show. I'm always here to help. And until next time, keep it true. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia and Rose Inuha. Sound design and editing by Chris Mann with Podshaper. Theme music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.